Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
When the man steps right up to the microphone.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. My name is Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one from my book, 30 Green. The number three, the 30green.com. We're having a great visit with my new friend, but not for long. Ron Zayas is here. Ron's the co-founder of the 360 BC Group, author of Lessons from the Lean Master, Business and Life Lessons Learned from a Grateful Son. Ron, thanks again for being here. Thank you for writing this book about you and your father, but so many sons and daughters can benefit from the book, and so I appreciate you doing that. Tell us a little bit more. If you had to attribute anything that you've accomplished, any one thing that you've accomplished to your dad, what would it be?
You know, it was that sense of self. You know, what my father always taught me was to always realize that, you know, people you love are watching you, whether it's your children or your spouse or somebody who's a mentor. And he always taught me that, you know, what you do in private, what you do when nobody's looking or when you think nobody's looking, and, you know, how true to you are yourself is the important part. Because what he said in a lot of ways was, when you get to the end of your day, you're not going to sit there and probably say, oh, well, I did this because somebody made me, or I did this mm-hmm. because, you know, I thought I was going to make somebody else what they wanted. You're going to say, I need to take responsibility for what I did for my life and how was my life.
Yeah.
And that perspective, I think, really colors everything in the book. And it covers, you know, colors what I've done in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'm by far not perfect.
He helped you.
A lot of mistakes.
He helped you to be self-aware, and that's really important. That's one of the most important lessons anybody can have, especially when you're kind of you were born juice like you and I are. You came out of the womb, you know, asking who's in charge here. When you're like us, you need to be self-aware, don't you?
You need to. And I, you know, my relationship with my father was always very complicated growing up. My father's very strict, you know, things were his way or no way. And, you know, I hate having people tell me what to do.
but you learned how to be a follower before you became a leader. That's important,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and my father taught me why it was, you know, that he wasn't doing things to be oppressive. He was doing things because he loved me, because he wanted me to learn the lessons that were going to make my life a lot easier. And they did. Learning how to say no, learning how to spot liars, learning how to, you know, communicate a point and bring people to behind you to support what you're doing and to support them made me a better person.
You know, my kids, when I used to discipline them when they were teenagers and I would make them do things that they, you know, really was obviously not what they wanted, they would say, why are you being so mean to me? And I'd say, well, because I love you. I'm disciplining you because I love you. And they would say, and both of them, I have two children, both of them would say, well, you love us too much.
Stop loving us so much.
And yeah, no, they would say that. And I would say, well, that's a high-class problem you're just going to have to learn how to live with.
You know, I always said with my father, I never knew when he would call me, I never knew if he was going to hug me and be affectionate or he was going to punish the heck out of me. So you were always on that knife edge of, oh, why is he calling?
But, you know, but here's the thing. Did it ever occur to you that his discipline wasn't a form of love?
Never.
In his mind, it was what he thought was the best for you. And that makes all the difference, doesn't it?
It does, because I always got the feeling, and, you know, my father has a very bad temper. I write about that in the book. But you could see him controlling his temper to try, as he was punishing you, explain to you why this was happening and why you were going through this. And again, my father, as strict as he was, as hard-nosed as he was extremely affectionate growing up. There were always hugs, there were always kisses, and there was always a lot of loving support. Which I still get to this day. And that really changes everything, because I never felt like he was being, you know, I mean, as a kid, you always kind of feel some things. But overall, I always felt like he wasn't being vicious.
Right. It wasn't
meanness. He was taking the time to say, you need to be a better person.
Do you remember when you feel like he transitioned, you transitioned in his mind from being a boy to a man? Do you remember that day? Was there a moment that you remember that?
Yes, and it's kind of interesting. My father and I have always had a love for cars and driving. Yeah. And my father is the type of person that, you know, when he's the car, he's in control. And I'm the same way. And we were about 10 or 15 years ago, we were driving to Las Vegas, which is his favorite place on the planet. And we were getting in the car, and I was saying, I don't want to have this argument. You know, it's my car. I'm driving. I love driving to Vegas. And my father said, of course you're going to drive. You know, you're the better driver than me.
I'll be darned. And, wow.
And that, for me, said a lot. So.
My dad and I were working on the farm once, and something happened. He popped off to me about something that I didn't do well, and when he turned around and did the same thing, I popped off to him. And 3 years earlier, I might have got a whipping for that. But instead, he held his fist up at me. And he never laid a hand on me after that, because I knew now, okay, things have changed. We've gone, now he's thinking of me like a man, and there's his fist. So he would never have hit me in a million years. But that's all he had to do was show me his fist. I was done. I was good. Hey, I need your website again, Ron.
RZseminars.com. Not only can you get the book there or get it from Amazon or Barnes & Noble, but we also give free advice out to people who are starting out a business or have a business. You know, I'm there to answer questions and help you through.
Check it out, folks. Hey, Ron, good job today. Will you come back?
Anytime. Thank you very much for having me on. It makes me feel welcome.
We enjoyed having you here. Ron Zayas, ladies and gentlemen. Lessons from the Lin Master. That's his book. Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.